Hello, it's Vanessa here. Is this Annette?
Yeah. Hi, Annette. Sorry, hon. It must have just dropped out as I transferred from leaving a message for you to answering the phone. But no, she's doing really well. She's eaten some apple and some sunflower seed for us through the afternoon yesterday and overnight. Like in herself, she's a lot brighter, and her grip is better, and she's not as kind of all over the place, sort of weak, the way she was. So, yeah, she's much improved. So the feces are still black, and what I would like to propose is that she stays in another day, only because I want to see those feces turn from black to sort of a dark green color at least before she goes home. She's on injectable antibiotics as well as oral antibiotics, so to go home, she would have to have two of both of those drugs orally, as well as maybe some pain relief and a gut protectant. So there could be as many as four medications if she goes home tomorrow. Okay, but like we'll talk about how you would incorporate that as part of a treat food or something like that. Like you could possibly even put it on some porridge or whatever. But we'll show you how to give it anyway. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. What is it for? What? Oh, okay. No, you don't even need to do that. I'll just get you. I'll just ask her to use newspaper if she's in a cage, overnight. Or where are you putting that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't really want you to do that because it's got fungal elements in that straw. So we don't want her walking on anything like that. If you can, it's fine to use on your garden, but I don't really want to have close contact with that because she'll be breathing in fungal spores. All right, and you should always wear a mask if you're handling that stuff. So, yeah, if you can just leave that on your garden, but even if it's just grass or soil, like I'm not really certain what it is that you need to cover up. But if it's just her normal hardwood fence with the grass or the soil underneath, then that's okay for outside. Is that what we're talking about? Right. For the moment, like, can you take a photo of it? Is there a way of you taking a photo of it before you come in, potentially to pick her up tomorrow, so I know what we're talking about? Or no, where she's going to be at home, a photo of where she's going to be kept, either inside and outside when she goes home. Yeah, if you just take a photo and is there a way of doing that? Because I know you don't have a mobile. Have you got anyone else that's a friend who could take a photo of it for you? How about a normal camera? Could you take a photo on a camera? Is it a digital camera that you have? That's right. Don't worry about it. I don't think anything in her environment is what the cause of this is. I think it's just because, well, Clostridia will always be in the bowel, but for some reason she's got a really nasty infection with it. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, so I think if that's all there is, I wouldn't worry about anything else, honestly. Yeah, don't worry. Like, not I'm not worried. She's been in that environment for like almost her whole life, so there's no worries with that. My main concern is when she's coming inside that she doesn't chew anything she's not allowed to chew, like power cords or phone cable or, you know, something like that. So what about overnight, when she's inside overnight, what happens then? Okay, well that's perfect. And just put newspaper on the floor of that, do you? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Then I'm sure she'll be fine. She'll be fine with that. Okay. Yeah. So don't need to do anything else with outside or anything like that. The main thing I'm worried about is that she's not herself and she probably will need to be kept certainly indoors overnight and only for a like shorter period of time outside when she goes home, just because of how weak she is. You know, we need her supported and kept warm overnight. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, perfect. Yep, no, very good. Very good. All of that is perfect. So I think our biggest worry for her is like sending her home but still not right. Okay, so that's why I do want to keep her in another day. Yeah, no, she's okay. Did you want to come and visit her, Annette? No. Yes.
Yeah, so she's certainly brighter than yesterday. She's put on a decent amount of weight. Yeah, so in herself, like so much better in herself. I'm waiting to see what the outcome is for her poo. So I really want to keep her in for that reason because it's still black and I've added a couple of medications today just to see if that will help. But yeah, so I'll give you another update later on this afternoon or tonight, if that's okay with you. Okay, mate. No worries. Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, the only other thing we didn't talk about yesterday is whether or not we wanted to send a culture away on her feces. Now, that tells me which antibiotics are effective against the infection we're treating. I assume that what I've chosen is working because she's already looking much brighter and happier in herself. And the blood work that came back is all really good. It just reflects that she's got a gastroenteritis, which is like diarrhea and upset bowel. And an elevation in her white cell count, which would fit with that. Okay, so but there was nothing else that's a worry as with her liver or with her kidneys. Everything looked good there. Okey-doke. Yes,
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yep, that's more than okay. So, you know, what time would you like to come in to see her? 4 will be fine. Just bear in mind that we're getting a lot of rain and storm weather, so just check that you're going to be okay, you know, coming and going from here. Yeah. At 4 o'clock. But otherwise, unless we hear different from you, we'll see you at 4. Okay, mate. No worries. Yeah, she's okay. Thanks, Annette. Bye.